From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bernadette Hogan and Sam Raskin are reporting for the New York Post. New York State Attorney General Letitia James has issued at least one subpoena to the Joint Commission on Public Ethics for all records related to ex-Governor Andrew Cuomo's $5 million book deal. James is looking for the materials as part of the AG office's criminal investigation into the matter. Gary Levine, a Republican-appointed JCOMP commissioner, would not, and I quote, confirm or deny what the subject of the subpoena is, end quote, but said it was received, and I quote, several months ago at the beginning of the summer, end quote. JCOMP in summer 2020 approved Cuomo's application to receive payment for the memoir. However, critics have called the agency's approval opaque and improper since it was subject to internal approval by staffers instead of by a full panel vote. A representative from James's office declined to comment on the issuance of the subpoena. The investigators are attempting to determine if state resources were used in the production of Cuomo's book, American Crisis: Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. The criminal probe was first launched in April following a referral from Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. Pending the outcome of the investigation, Cuomo could be forced to return the royalties earned from the book, according to Stanford Berland, JCOMP's top official. Read the full story in the New York Post. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors will return to meeting virtually this week. It has been holding in-person meetings since mid-June. County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said, and I quote, "We had done a survey of all the supervisors previous to the executive order being lifted, and the majority of the supervisors wanted to continue doing virtual meetings," end quote. The meetings can be viewed live via the supervisors' YouTube channel. Links to the live meetings can be accessed on the upcoming meeting information page at ColumbiaCountyNY.com. Morrell said, and I quote, "Meetings are obviously open to the public. Anyone can view them on YouTube. We also make the transcripts of the meetings available from YouTube. And if anybody has any questions regarding an issue that's brought up in a meeting, they can email us and we will answer those questions," end quote. But citizens cannot interact with their elected representatives during the meeting, reducing democracy. Governor Kathy Hochul signed legislation last week to extend virtual access to public meetings under the state's open meeting law. Morrell said the virtual meetings are well attended by not only committee members, but by additional supervisors as well. Morrell said, and I quote, "We have noticed a better attendance among supervisors at the virtual meetings," end quote. How long the board will conduct business online has not yet been decided, Morrell said. The governor's latest order allows virtual meetings to continue until January 15th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Walden is reporting in the Columbia paper that she's been reporting on battles between the State Department of Transportation and ANCRAM officials about the intersection of County Route 7 and State Route 82 for 35 years. On July 30th this year, the town received a four-page memo from the DOT that chronicled numerous requests and suggestions made by townspeople for ways to improve the intersection and the reasons why the DOT is not willing to allow any of the proposals. The DOT says, and I quote, "A review of the most currently available three-year crash history was conducted January 1, 2018 through December 31, 2020 at the Route 82 and CR 7 intersection. A pattern of crashes was not found at this intersection," end quote. Because of the lack of crashes, the DOT does not want to make changes. Jay Corcoran, chair of the ANCRAM Hamlet Planning Group that has been leading the charge for the intersection reform, said, and I quote, "Our main concern is getting the DOT to take substantial action to amend the disastrous Route 82-7 intersection is that, in spite of the horrible situation, the town center has never been so vibrant. If the traffic continues to accelerate in volume and speed and nothing is done about it, we can lose our residents that have contributed so much to making ANCRAM the creative hub it is becoming," end quote. Meanwhile, Ankrum officials are now waiting for approval from the DOT to install radar speed signs on Route 82 approaching Ankrum and Ankrumdale. Art Basin, Ankrum supervisor, said of the wait, and I quote, "They just say they're going through the regular process," end quote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Woodstock Percussion Incorporated, the company known worldwide for their selection of Woodstock chimes, wind chimes of all shapes and sizes, has been sold to Sullivan's Incorporated, a home decor company headquartered in South Dakota. Musician Gary Kespestad and his wife, Diane, started Woodstock Chimes in 1979. Kavistad said, and I quote, "Our legacy with Woodstock Chimes is rooted in musical quality and craftsmanship. The product is very, very important to all of us, and Sullivan's honors and respects what we have created," end quote. Sullivan CEO Tom Russo said his company searched for, and I quote, "opportunities to extend our leadership position in indoor home decor to outdoor and garden decor," end quote. Current Woodstock Chimes president Stacy Bowers will continue to lead operations for the new Sullivan subsidiary. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.